Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Nobody messes up here. We're just trying to make sure that you know what's going on in the world and nobody gets hurt by listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie, how are we doing so far? Is it okay? Program all right today?
Rocking
so
and rolling.
Yep,
good. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Keep it rolling. Don't
all right,
mess it
let's
up.
Keep going. Molly Page is here with a check on some of the news. Jennifer Horn is here to giggle and be blonde. Kenny is here to keep us on the straight and narrow. Jennifer's going to be
smack you.
You had your chance yesterday.
I know. Yeah. Only I knew. I should just slap you every time I see you for when you will offend me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just for general purposes. That's the idea, right?
Get it right.
Yeah. All right. So this is, I suppose, food news of sorts. There's a Subway restaurant worker in Mississippi.
Former.
Yeah, right. I was going to say who doesn't have
not food news, by the way. This is a story involving a food worker.
All right. So what's the story, Mo?
All right. So this is the story of someone who's too stupid to make your sandwich.
Really?
Mississippi Subway worker fired.
Hold on just a second. Mm-hmm. That's not news. That's a judgment call on your part. You're supposed to just give us the news. We'll make the judgment calls. You just give us the news. How's that?
Oh, gosh. All right. Here we go. All right. So this woman worked at Subway in Mississippi, went on the Facebook.
Right. The Facebook.
To praise the
desk. That's all the young kids are using.
That's right. Praise the desk of the two officers who were shot and killed during a traffic stop Saturday night.
Right.
The two police officers shot in Hattiesburg got them, is what the Post read. Posted by Sierra McCurdy. Accompanied by a photo of her smiling in a Subway employee uniform.
Brilliant.
And icons depicting handguns and laughter.
There were
more posts, according to the Daily News. Yeah. That person no longer works at the Subway.
Right. Police take away innocent people's lives every day and now get away with it. Blank them. No mercy. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So what is, by the way, the real news here? Is the four suspects are in jail. No bail set for them, apparently. Her Facebook page has been locked. How do you do that? What technically do you have to do to lock up somebody's Facebook page?
Kenny would know.
Yes, he would.
Facebook has to do that.
Really? So they would see something and,
offensive.
Yeah.
Or they would be alerted. But something.
So here's what Subway said.
When somebody posts something, there's a selection in there for if you find it offensive.
Really?
And then it gets reported to Facebook.
So if I don't like Apple Anderson's comment on Facebook about me, I can get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Apple Anderson comment, Kenny? Have you got the Facebook page over at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday show? If you have
what was the
Apple Anderson? I'm now seeing more and more of these posts. It's kind of cool because I'm getting myself familiar with some of our listeners who are frequent posters, and for that I thank you.
I don't think you'd be upset. Apple Anderson commented on the picture of the Patriots Super Bowl ring.
Ah. We posted
and they said, ha, 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 ha.
Okay,
I think
anyway.
We can not lock out Apple for that. I think Apple's okay.
Yeah. Subway says, the unfortunate choice of one individual should not reflect on the more than 400,000 honest, hardworking sandwich artists.
They call them.
Worldwide.
That's why I read it. Sand now, you're no longer a garbage man. You are a refuse engineer, right? Isn't that what they call them? So they are.
Very good.
So no longer do you make sandwiches. You're a sandwich artist.
Like short people being vertically challenged.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Yeah. All right. Big news for those of you who have a couple of $100 million. You may have missed out on the latest sale of a Picasso yesterday, $179 million for, I think, most expensive Picasso ever. And we've called upon our friend Pierre, who is here. Most of Picasso's paintings are, the titles of them are in French. So I wondered, Pierre, if you could do us the honor of correctly pronouncing
the name of this
Picasso painting. I pronounce it Le Flamme d'Agir.
Oh,
the phlegm. There's no phlegm in that.
I can do this.
Yeah.
By the way, most expensive piece of artwork at auction, Picasso.
We don't care about that. We want to know how Pierre pronounces it.
Getting in the way.
Nah, we're not worried about it.
Hold on a minute.
What is the problem? Why? You don't know how to do this? I did it in my worst French.
The pronunciation.
Le Flamme d'Agir.
Le Flamme d'Agir. It's about, it's the women of Algiers translated from.
When you say the flamme, you have to say at least the back of the flamme. So you say, oh, hell, yes, yeah. Try to get my stupid American try to get.
You got a little on me there.
La femme, yes, yeah. You cannot do it. I know you cannot.
I don't want to do it like
that. I am better than you in every single way.
Really?
Wait.
That's all. Huh. Thank you for that insight.
I make more money than you. I'm better looking than you. I take your women when I want. I just snap my fingers. I take your women.
I think there's a dream going on here.
Yeah. I like it. Go on.
I think I got some of the flip. Yeah,
more than I got there. All right, here's the story of an Oregon mother who, according to the story at DougSteffen.com today, says she plans to sue United Airlines after her family was booted from a flight because her daughter, who is autistic, was branded disruptive. What I say?
Because this is just an awful story.
This is just shows how stupid these people are that run. Whoever did this needs to be fired. You talk about the subway person getting fired. This is so just.
They were
taken
off by
every
the police,
bit
just
of
FYI.
Bad publicity.
Didn't
they
have to land the plane to do?
They did an emergency landing and pulled them off
because her daughter needed food.
She needed hot food. I guess they need to have it like she will only eat it very hot.
Yeah.
And the airline wouldn't do it. So, come on. Yeah. Come on, United, really?
Yeah. They deserve every bit of bad publicity.
When I heard this story, they said just because the girl was hungry, and I started thinking, well, why didn't you feed your child?
Yeah.
But the thing was is that with autism, you get particular
they'd
things
taken
that they
her
want.
To Disney in Orlando, and they were on their way home.
So, but it was that she wanted a hot meal, and they wouldn't give her a heated meal from first class.
They have like, microwaves and stuff, right?
Sure. They do. That's how they heat the meals for first class.
I mean, wouldn't you just accommodate?
You would if you were smart, but they obviously aren't very smart. So just another, same thing could easily happen on American or Delta, all the big airlines.
The fact that they made an emergency, this is just shows you how stupid and wasteful people are. The fact that they took the money and all the media attention and they took the police resources to take this plane out of the air, put it on a runway it didn't belong on, and then have these people taken off by the police is just so ridiculous. They would have just said no.
They gave her the hot meal and she settled down and they still landed and took her off.
And the announcement that went over the plane was that there was a disruptive passenger in the back, so they were going to have to land the plane. How humiliating.
I sat next to a woman. Where did I go last week? Oh, I was going down to Miami and then to Jamaica. So I sat next to a woman, and I knew I was going to have a problem with her when she was sitting in my seat. So
one of those.
Well, she had a baby and yada, yada. So I was on the aisle and she was in the window, and I said, when she had a baby, I said, would you like me to sit in there? And she started giving me some attitude, like, well, this is my seat. And I said, no, it's my seat, but I'll be happy to sit there if you'd like, because I see the other child may have to get up. No, this is my. She wanted to argue with me. So I said, you know what? That's my seat. Go sit next to the window. So the baby squirms, yells, screams all the way to Miami. And before we took off, she gets into it with one of the flight attendants, and I was sure she was going to get tossed. She was speaking in Spanish pretty much the way...
Well, that's...
But the flight attendant understood Spanish, and She asked for something. I can't remember what it was.
She was asking for you to be booted off the plane.
In Spanish, right.
Yeah.
No, whatever it was, the captain came back and spoke to her about, it was something to do with
the
baby.
Captain?
Oh, I know what it was.
Did the captain speak Spanish?
The captain did not speak Spanish.
Oh, okay.
No, but the what she was told by the flight attendant is that the baby couldn't have the seatbelt around her. The mother had a seatbelt, and she had a hold on to the baby. And so the woman said, don't you have a seatbelt for the baby? And the flight attendant said, no, and please don't speak to me with that tone of voice. Well, she was speaking in sort of
they have those seatbelts that connect to your seatbelt,
yeah,
and then it goes around the baby.
Right. And if they had smarts, they would have had and given it. But anyway, they get in. I thought they were going to get into a fist fight. I'm sitting there reading the newspaper, and these two are going at it, and she goes up front to get the captain. The captain comes back and says, are you okay, ma'am? And she says, yes, and then she sort of goes off on how disrespectful, and what do you think? And I love this line. She said to the captain and the flight attendant, what do you think, I'm your maid?
And why'd she say that?
Because she was Hispanic, and, you know, there were plenty of Hispanic maids around, both in Miami and in Boston.
In what context?
The context was that she claimed the flight attendant was speaking down to her as if she was below her pay grade, as it were.
I see.
Yeah, and one of those deals. All right, so anyway.
We'll tap on the shoulder.
A little bit, yep. So that goes with the United story. 17 half the hour on Good Day.
Your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99. Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Or call 866-546-1955, 866-546-1955.
Video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the folks at BuzzFeed. They give you some insight into what your waiter or waitress might really be thinking. There's some clever audio that goes with it, but I don't think that we have time to play. And I think it's better if you go watch these anyway. Although once in a while I do like to have Richie play the audio from some of these clever videos. But in this case, go check it out. Waiting on tables. Or maybe
they, do they have some really funny ones for like for Asian people or Hispanic people and how they get stereotyped. So this would be one of those for waiters, and it's really
right.
Funny.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Touch
your
idea.
Oh, no.
Now, here we go. We got something important to do here. This is about music that gets stuck in your head.
Oh, and what was the first song I shouted out when we talked about this?
Stop Bumping.
Yep.
All right, so there's a new study out. It's very interesting what people will spend their time and money researching. Researchers have discovered a simple way to get rid of that nagging song in your head, Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes. You know what it is?
No.
Listen to another nagging song.
And after all, it's a small world after all. Right. There's a study that was done by the University of Reading, published in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology, revealing that chewing a piece of gum can stop those catchy songs from repeating over and over and over and over and over and over again. The study surveyed about 100 participants, found that people who chewed gum while listening to a song had a 33% greater chance of shaking it than those who didn't. Who in the world came up with this?
You can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You can't think about a song and chew gum at the same time. You have to focus
on who would come up? I mean, who really would think about it that way? Apparently, Richie, what happens is that you are not able to hear a song when moving your jaw. Ultimately, it cuts down on short-term memory and thwarts unwanted thoughts. Yeah,
really?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
How many of you have gum on you right now? Jennifer, do you have gum on you?
I don't have gum.
One of the songs cited here, Richie, was Payphone by Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
there
you know,
are
I heard if you chew gum during a test, you do better on the test.
Really?
Something about the peppermint and the repetition.
Yeah, I remember that too, yeah.
Huh. This
Have
is,
you
by the way,
gum on you?
You know what this is called?
What?
Earworms.
Oh, yeah. The song, yeah.
Yeah, earworms. They're earworms. It's a common occurrence. Recent polls showed 92% of people get an earworm at least once a week.
Oh,
songs that bring up memories and stir emotions. If you hear a song while already feeling a strong emotion, more likely to get that stuck in your head as well. We were playing Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime earlier today as our...
That's not one.
Yeah, it is. That's been in my mind all morning long. And the song that I sang yesterday, Richie, by the Raspberries.
Yeah,
that's another one. Oh, my God. That one's sticking in your head all day long.
And the last one here is for Jennifer.
Biggest offender in my life.
Other triggers can be visual stimulants. Seeing a child with a red balloon might remind you of 99 red balloons. How about 99 bottles of beer on the wall? 99 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. 97. Doesn't that stick with you? Mine is better.
Go until you get the one.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you got to.
Take one down and pass it around. Right, Kenny, what song sticks in your mind, do you think, more than any other when you hear it?
I can't even think of one.
Really?
That have been playing right now.
What about you, Richie?
Thumping is probably the most.
What is it?
Thumping, the one we started with.
Oh, okay. What about you, Richie?
You know, I'm going to go, Lowrider is pretty good for me, but I can't remember right now. But
Molly.
Every morning I wake up and have something in my head and I can't get rid of it.
I don't have them.
You don't have them?
I don't. They don't
What's
get
the
stuck in
you?
My head. If a song gets stuck in my head, I just listen to another song and it goes away.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember, for me, it's the old Doug Steffen jingle.
That's
stuck forever. 28 after on Good Day.
This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on call. In the news, I'm going to make you an offer you can refuse, but shouldn't. Make your home a hospital for a few days when you're sick. Really, I'm serious. Let me explain. Hospitals can be dangerous places with superbugs, plus the loneliness, the sleep deprivation, and the food. Oh my God, the food. A new study just out in the Annals of Internal Medicine showed you can get the same level of care at home as if you were in the hospital with certain conditions like heart failure, smoker's lung flare-ups, and nasty skin infections. Of course, being at home means you get to wear your own clothes. No more back-end exposure. You eat your own food. How bad is that? Now, making your home a hospital, of course, is not for everyone. If you need moment-to-moment monitoring, you got to be in the hospital. But if they make this offer to you in the emergency room, take it. I would. This is the Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me at my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at abvi.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you and America's best value in saved me. Instantly.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
All right, 33 after the hour, Doug Stafford's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a few minutes with an update about, there are actually three or four things. There are always three or four things in the hopper when it comes to Jack and his expertise. Meanwhile, Jennifer Horn and Molly Page and Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden and I are here at your service and on your side. An Indiana teenager took his 93-year-old great-grandmother to his junior prom.
Adorable.
Said he had a great time, even though her early bedtime meant the night had to be cut short. Drew Holm is his name. His classmates thought it was pretty cool that he asked Catherine Keith to the Caruthersville High School junior prom. She drove him in her Cadillac for the dance.
That's why I wanted to take this.
South of Indianapolis, car. Right, yeah. Keith wore a blue dress. There's a picture of her at DougStefan.com. Very nice story. What a great... He's very proud of her son, and that's a neat thing. I mean, grandson. And it's just a good set of cool story. And there's so much other garbage around. Then after they went to the prom, they went bowling.
That is so cute. What a good kid. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. Okay. There is a lot of discussion. I heard, I think Jim Bohannon last time when I was driving home from the airport, talking about the Second Amendment folks trying to repeal the laws on switchblades. This is, we have a lot of conversations about gun rights and all that sort of thing, and I think it's pretty clear what gun rights are all about here. But there have been laws restricting knife sales and possession. That's the switchblade sort of thing. And so that's become the second front in the battle to preserve the Second Amendment. So it isn't just guns. You have the right to bear arms, and a knife, including a switchblade, would be considered. I'm trying to remember how this got knocked.
Freddie Gray. Isn't that why it's come up? Because
well, I think
Gray?
It has probably come up because of him, but I'm trying to remember when the last time there was a focus. Switchblades are something I've never messed around with much.
I've had a few.
Have you really?
Yeah.
So how do they you just hit a button and they open up, right?
Yeah, there's same different types.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's one that you hit a button and the blade will come shooting out from the top.
Yeah.
There's another one where you hit a button, it'll come a flip up from the side.
Oh. So why have you had him?
She's going to shank a bit.
One of my stepfathers was a Green Beret paratrooper, and he just used to get all kinds of weapons.
And he gave them to you?
Yeah.
Look at our little gang member here.
I know. Now,
who would have thought that that would be something? Jennifer, I could expect to have one. I wouldn't have thought you.
Yeah, I had quite a few. So, really? You know, before I learned that you can also have
kids?
Pepper spray.
Back in the 70s, you could have that stuff. And, you know, like
my knives that I have, I still have them. I use them on the farm. You got to pull the knife
right.
Blade out.
Like a buck knife. Remember,
yeah,
that?
Right.
I still have my buck knife. It's in my toolbox.
Right. All right. So there are, the movement is afoot now to have switchblades and stiletto knives. What's a stiletto knife? I don't even know what that is.
Gosh,
I don't
know. It comes out.
Is that the one that comes at the top?
Really?
I thought they were all just called switchblades.
Yeah, it shoots straight out instead of folding up.
Oklahoma and Maine legalized switchblades. So, Molly, is there anything else here that we need to know about? Where is this? Who's bringing this to
our attention? It's actually a knife rights
foundation.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, right.
There's a right for everything.
Yeah,
cupcake rights.
Uh-huh.
The group's arguing that possessing and carrying any kind of blade is, as with guns, a right enshrined in the Constitution.
Really? So is that, I guess it's up to interpretation. I've never actually thought about it before, ever. It's the first time I ever thought about this being an issue.
What kind of license do you have? I mean, do you have to take the class and get a permit like you would with a gun?
I don't know, because every place I've lived, they're illegal.
Switchblades or gun? What are you talking about?
Switchblades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are able to, if you're able to carry a gun, concealed carry, and you go through the process, then I feel like you're going to do it responsibly. Wouldn't you think if they did the same thing with knives, and who cares if they carry them? I mean, it's the people that carry this stuff illegally that are going
to
do something
bad.
But
what is to know about a knife?
Well, I mean, what is there to know about a gun? I mean, you take, what is the, I mean, the gun thing is just more of a...
Well, but you have to learn how to shoot a gun. Right. If you're going to stab somebody with a switchblade, basically you push a button and stab them.
Yeah.
So then are you... Getting rid of them? Are you for getting rid of them, Rich?
For knives?
Uh-huh.
No. I don't understand why knives are illegal.
Well, I think generally knives are not, if you're talking about the ones that Doug uses.
Buck knife,
you know, yeah.
A folding knife.
Hmm. Yeah, but switchblades, I think, that, you know, you're up to no good if you have a switchblade, is what they think.
All right, here's... something else that comes maybe out of the
lawmakers.
Same pew. Cody Wilson had a vision to forward the digital revolution by creating the first 3D gun. And taking a page from WikiLeaks, share the blueprints via the internet in what he called the Wiki Weapons Project. Now he's suing the feds in hopes of keeping his dream on target and staying out of prison. He dropped out of law school and designed the Liberator, the first pistol built exclusively on a 3D printer.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
12 separate parts made from plastic and a single metal firing pin. Within 2 days of publishing the blueprints on the internet, 100,000 people had downloaded them.
Wired Magazine's Danger Room has named him one of the 15 most dangerous people in the world.
Well, I'm sort of coming up with this because we were talking about switchblades being dangerous, and then I remembered seeing this guy's attempt to invalidate the government's unconstitutional hold on gun technology. This is the world of technology changes everything, doesn't it? I mean, think about it. The feds claim that Wilson violated the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, which require advance government authorization to export technical data. He put it up on the internet. Well, how was he to know who's
on YouTube?
Yeah. But why... I don't know. It's kind of frustrating. Why would you... you can't predict who's going to download these things. Why would he be held culpable for that, other than the fact that, you know, he's a kind of a scumbag because he's trying to get more guns made? But I don't get... What am I missing here?
Well, you'd have to know if you put it on the internet that people all over the world can get it.
Well, they can, but that doesn't mean they will. We put stuff up all the time. Do we know that people around the world get it?
Yeah, nobody looks at our Facebook page.
Right.
Of course they will, Doug.
What's that?
Absolutely they will.
Sure.
Really? Okay. So this guy is a bad guy?
It's a little scary having printable guns.
Sketchy. Well,
where do you think this is going to go?
Do you think the guy that invented the 3D printer ever thought that it would come to this?
No.
He invented it for Jay Leno to make parts for his cars.
Yeah.
We were talking the other day. A friend of mine is doing a government contract with drones with the government. I'm like, you're going to be part of the guy.
It's a government contract with the government?
It's a government contract on drones.
Got it.
So he's working on drone technology with the government.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're the guy that's going to be complaining about yourself in 15 years when drones. He's like, it won't be 15 years. It'll be 10 years. And he says, I want to be part of the process because we know it's coming.
Yeah.
I want to be one of the guys that says, no, 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 you cannot do that.
Okay, so let's get into technology one more step, and then we're going to pause for a moment. Upscale retail stores like Needless Markup and Bloomingdale's and some of those other stores where you can easily spend $100 for a sweater.
Yeah.
These stores are now testing new technology that will offer you a chance to try things on in a virtual fitting room.
Oh, yeah.
Try on clothing without undressing.
I've used that.
You have?
Oh,
where?
Well, I haven't used that. But online, you can actually download.
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, online, you can download a picture of yourself, and you put in your measurements or whatever, and then it shows you what the clothes will look like on you.
Hey, you put in your measurements?
Yeah, baby.
Doug, you've never seen this? They actually have it in the store, like these magic mirrors.
Nobody much cares about my measurements anyway, Richie.
Well, but I mean, when you're trying out your new corduroys, you know, when you go buy some new turtlenecks, you can walk into the store and you can say, I want this turtleneck.
Right.
You stand in front of the magic mirror, and then it magically.
I've never tried that.
Magic mirrors built. Four. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next. He's going to sing with me. Let's see.
No, he's not.
Yeah. I'm going to get him to sing.
I'm sure he's not.
Let's see. We'll sing a song about sleepwalking.
No.
Sleepwalking.
Oh, nothing but good.
I'm a sleepwalker. I'm a sleepwalker. All right, Richie, you can play a couple of commercials now.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4255.
4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also, get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen, make breakdown happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, Molly and Jen and Kenny and Richie and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell here, who is the forbidden doctor. Every week he and his wife Mary do a podcast that they have uploaded and had tens of thousands of people now signing on. They've only been doing, what, a couple of months? How long have you been doing this?
Yeah, just a couple of months.
A couple of months.
We've already hit 20,000 downloads.
All right, good. So go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and you can learn all about, let's see here, last time I looked at it was hemorrhoids.
Yes. And then this last one was how we die, the processes of death during the last few hours of life and how...
So wait. Hemorrhoids and death are what we're getting at your podcast?
Well, this week...
This is the sexy part of the show.
Yes. This week is safe cleansing and detoxification because a lot of people do that terribly wrong. Here's a spring back to life. Here's the safe way to do it. The information's all free.
Hey, speaking of cleansing, Jack, read an article this week and was talking to a friend who's drinking Fiji water because it's got high amounts of silica in it.
Fiji water is supposed to be very good for you. I've heard that.
And apparently what silica does is it attracts like a magnet all of the metals in your body, like aluminum from your deodorant and mercury from your tuna fish, and cleanses those out of your body with your urine. So I've started drinking a large bottle of Fiji water every day. How much truth is there to this, and how helpful is it?
It came from
a test that the British did using it for Alzheimer's.
When you look at the ingredients of a lot of healthcare products, you'll see silica listed. And it's based on that theory that that's exactly what's taking place. It not only in dry products helps to regulate the flow of the material, but it does have some kind of a metallic attractive nature to it. So there's more research, obviously, that needs to be done in that area, but there is a very good idea behind it.
All right. So let's get to sleepwalking. You and I were going to sing, I'm a sleepwalker.
I'm a sleepwalker.
So, what would there be in one's body that would have a child of someone who is a sleepwalker become a sleepwalker? What actually goes on is that's something in the central brain or nervous system. What causes that?
Yeah, well, you know that when about the only thing different between being asleep and awake as far as all the physiological processes of the body are concerned is that you drop into a slight subconscious state where you're not aware of what's going on around you and your motor control shuts down. There's a process, there's a particular amino acid called gamma aminobutyric acid, GABA. You may have heard that, G-A-B-A, GABA. And what GABA does in a child's brain will bathe the motor strip in the cortex that actually will stop the connection between what they are imagining or dreaming and actual motor control to respond to it. That's taking place right now while all of us are awake. We're either standing up, moving around, walking, picking up a microphone, whatever else, because the motor strip control tells it to do that. With GABA bathing the brain, that connection stops. Now, what happens with these children who are sleepwalkers is that there's not enough of that. It hasn't sufficiently produced enough amounts of it to take care of that problem, so that when they are asleep and they start imagining, dreaming, whatever else, of getting up and moving around. And the reason why, a lot of times they don't knock things over. They just seem to know exactly where to go, and then they go back to their bed or something. It's because they know those patterns. They know those routes. But there's not enough GABA to disconnect the motor control. So they're just actually getting up and moving like they normally would be if they were awake.
Isn't that fascinating?
But they grow out of it. Eventually there's enough GABA produced. That's one of the prevailing theories. I mean, that may not be completely correct, but that's the prevailing theory.
That's all right. This is a good day. We don't have to be correct about everything. The Forbidden Doctor podcast with Dr. Jack and Mary Stockwell. You can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and get the expertise. There's plenty of it there. And you'll find yourself every week when you download it, becoming well educated as to medical information. 51 after the day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
There are several quintessential moments in a man's life: losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father, and having the right girl smile at you.
It's not just infatuation, Tony. She's not just a girl. She's the only evidence of God that I can find on this entire planet, with the exception of the mystical force that removes one of my socks from the dryer every time I do the laundry.
That's Emilio Estevez, if memory serves me correctly. Is that right, boys?
That is right.
He's 53 today. That'll put a little curl in your hair. 53 years old. St. Elmo's Fire. The singer is John Parr there, from the movie, obviously, of the same name. Movie music gets us started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, and he's going to have some movie news for us in a moment as we celebrate. This is one of those John Huston movies, right?
John Hughes.
Him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah,
All right. Chucker was talking over things, so we couldn't hear what he
Chucker's
said.
Chucker's more important. Yeah.
So. What'd you say, Chucker?
I said, I believe John Hughes wrote the script, but it was directed by Joel Schumacher.
Oh, really? All right. Okay. What happened to the mansion that starred in Scar? Scarface. We'll have that. Chucker's got some movie news of import. At some point in time, I want to find out from you whether you think your favorite movie of all time is Poseidon. But is that the most inspiring movie that you've ever seen? Is there a difference, or is it one and the same? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason.
Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, Chucker. I'm living for your comments and movie news, and then I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Dead.
No, you have to give me movie news first.
Thank you. Big buzz yesterday, Doug. George Miller's Mad Max Fury Road getting rave reviews among the nation's top critics, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. I saw the trailer. It looked awful. God, what a horrible. How can that. What is the matter with me that I think that stuff is crap?
Do we have more than 5 minutes to answer that question?
No, we can try it in a few seconds if you want.
Many reviews I've read calling it an instant classic. I guess the thing here is it's been 30 years since the last Mad Max movie, which is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which Tina Turner played the villain. Mel Gibson starred in the original trilogy. Tom Hardy takes over the role. But from what I hear, Charlize Theron, as a female lead, really steals this movie, and she's tremendous in it. I'm very excited to see it. It opens this Friday.
God, what horrible. What images. My God. All right.
But are you excited to see it? Yes or no?
The California mansion that starred in Scarface was on the market for $35 million.
Wow.
But they couldn't sell it for $35 million, so now it's on the market for $17.9 million. I wanted to tell you that, Chuck.
That's
because
a discount.
I figured you'd be interested. And it's a movie.
This is a
Miami home, I'm looking at 10,000 square feet, built in 1906, called El Feridis. Fascinating architecture. It's great.
That
interesting
means the overpriced
of
house. Spanish, right?
All right, Chuck, what else you got?
From what I hear, MGM is hesitant about advanced screenings of its Poltergeist remake, which opens in a few weeks. That's never a good sign. Although I must admit, the trailers are intriguing, and Fox is going to give the X-Files, new X-Files reboot, which is going to once again star David Duchovny.
Movie? It's a X-Files movie, right?
Spot. No, it's a TV. It's TV? A six-episode TV show. It's going to give it the post-Super Bowl spot in January, which is really good news if you're an X-Files fan.
Should we tell Chucker the good news, Dougie?
24, Chucker.
What about it?
What?
Coming
Go
back.
Ahead, Jen.
Oh,
coming
cool.
back. Are Fox you? Is talking about developing another series or movie. Yay.
I'm excited.
All right. You didn't sound excited. You didn't sound excited at all. Tim McConnell, say it with passion. I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
That was good to me.
I didn't get him to tell us the most inspiring movie he had. We'll save that for tomorrow.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, Rocky. Okay. 59 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.